I'm Andrew.
And I'm Chris. We're the hosts of True Believers, a comic book podcast, our weekly show about all things comics.
Welcome to episode 38 of True Believers. Last week, we watched episode 1 of Marvel's Moon Knight, and this week, we took it back to 2015 and read Convergence Hawkman by Jeff Parker and Timothy Truman.
Your time has ended. Your worlds are dead. Only the greatest of heroes will live. So in 2011, DC Comics had this event called Flashpoint that led into the New 52. The New 52 was terrible and is the reason why so many classic comics characters are constantly done wrong and mischaracterized. It's directly the terrible reason that Wonder Woman is a daughter of Zeus when she had previously just been shaped from clay and brought to life by the gods, which was not a decision that I would have made. So in 2014, DC Comics announced that the entire New 52 was dead in the water. And every single weekly comic book series was canceled and would be like donezo by the end of March 2015. So here comes Convergence. Where do worlds go when they end? Brainiac collects cities and people from across multiple dying timelines and traps them outside of time and space. Then he exposes them all to each other to see what they do. It's like two events ago, but pretty much it leads us to where we are now in comics.
And I know, so it's like
Go ahead, baby.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's basically like a Hunger Games situation, but with worlds that have already ended. Like, it was a weird idea, but I was kind of with it, you know?
It's more like Divergent. Because remember when they found out that the whole Divergent thing, they were like, oh my God, there's a world outside of Chicago.
I liked what the idea that they were going with it, even though in my personal opinion is that some of the story is just kind of weird, but it is what it is, right?
Yeah, I thought it was a cool way to kind of Convergence. I hate events, honestly. I don't like having to read 50 million other things to get the story of one thing. I think it's stupid. But Convergence was fun, and we were just talking about this before we started recording. Like, we have both quit reading comic books as a whole during the New 52.
I know New 52 was like objectively bad, like very, I don't want to say that. Okay, but a lot of people didn't like it, reasonably so. But why do we still reference New 52 so much in like modern comics? You know what I mean?
Because like, I thought happened so after much. Convergence, I was like, everything that they did with that is done. Like, when I watched the Wonder Woman movie and they were like, I was made from clay. I was like, yes, period, queen, as you should. And at the end, they were like, I'm the daughter of Zeus. I was like,
That's exactly what I was thinking. Because I was like, Wonder Woman did it. I still love that movie. Don't get me wrong. But why do we still reference it so much when it was one of the worst selling series at the time?
I it's sad that like we picked Convergence Hawkman because we like Hawkman and Hot Girl. They're those people.
Yeah. The Hot Girl is one of my favorite characters ever. And I was just on the Twitter the other day talking about how she does not get the respect she deserves, which is kind of what led up to this one. Because this girl doesn't have her own solo series like at all. She has one, but it's Kendra. And I like Kendra, but it's not what I want.
She's not Shiera.
Yeah, it's not Shiera.
Not Shiera.
Yeah, so you know, that's what led us to this. So it really did give me the Hawk Girl that I wanted to see, you know?
But I don't like that it's called Convergence Hawkman because it's like Shire. Even Hawkman, the character, understands that his wife is the big dog. Like, why is he billed and she's not billed?
Exactly. There's so many Hawkman stories, but why is Shiera not getting the love that he has? Because like you said, even he knows that she's the muscle of the team. She's the heart of the team. She's the whole team. He's just there to, you know, be the husband, the love interest. So I don't get it. I just don't get it. My poor girl. But the story, how did you feel about this story?
I thought it was all right. It was cool. I had fun.
It was Convergence, so you kind of knew what was happening. I like that this was very Thanagarian, you know, because you would never get that anymore. And it's always good to see.
Yo, speaking of Thanagar, there's not really a lot to say about this comic. I mean, they were all trapped in a bubble city by Brainiac, and then Brainiac, like, oh, then some people from Thanagar were like sleeper agents, and they were like, we're gonna protect this city, like, let's give this dying world a chance. Spoiler alert, they lose, you know, woo. But let's talk about the real Thanagarian story, okay? Justice League. Boy, when they had in the Justice League animated series, when they had the freaking Hot Girl reveal.
That was next level. See, okay, that show gave what we needed to.
It was supposed to have gave.
That is the Shiera that we love. That's the Thanagar we love. Carter or Katar was nowhere in it. Hawkman, it was great. Briefly.
He showed up to when they were like, yeah, we're invading. And they were like, oh, girl, you was with us whooping in the gym. Like, I thought you was down. We thought you was our day one. Ooh. They were sick for that. And the fact that this was such a well-built up, like, turn on them, because it was like, mm-hmm. her story never changed. That was the thing. She was like, I'm Hot Girl. I'm Shiera Hall. I'm a Thanagarian police officer. I got flung across the galaxy and I don't know how to get home. Like, but here's the thing. There were so many hints. Like, there were other things that she, mm-hmm. there were things that she did. Like, we even talked about it in the Comfort and Joy episode that we did over the holidays. Because, sis, how is there a bar that you're like, oh, I come here on the holidays, like, or I used to come here on the holidays, if Thanagar is inaccessible to you? There are just little things that she says and does like that. And I was like, well, that's weird. And I was like, that's weird as a kid. Because aren't you trapped, unable to get to your home on the other side of the galaxy? I must have misheard, you know, go on this thing.
Exactly. But yeah, there's so many things that lead up to it. And then when it happens, because that was like a season finale or something, wasn't it?
When that whole arc, And then that wasn't even, they did it like Game of Thrones. They didn't do it like where the worst possible thing could happen in the episode before the last episode. They did it. Like, and this is just like the end of the season. And then the next season, she's still on the team. Like, so we still got to live with it.
I mean, she was remorseful for what she did. You know, she tried to help whenever she realized what was going on.
Well, she knew what was going on. She knew what was going on the whole time. That's the sad thing. She was just like, you know what? Earth doesn't deserve this. And neither do these people. Because I love them. Surprisingly, they done got me.
I know. She was like, I wasn't ready for this. But these are my homies. So she helps them. The whole thing, in case, should we spoil it for them? Yeah, whatever. So if you haven't seen it now, that's on you.
It's like 20 years old.
Yeah, that's just on you now. But Thanagar is just trying to invade Earth. That was the whole plan. So they send Shiera before everybody. But see, she helped them at the end. She
and then she stayed in the Justice League. Now they was like, girl, you was on probation because child, I mean, you betrayed us. I would have been sick. There's not really
bias, but I would have been like, no, get the fuck off the team.
Oh, you gotta go.
You are not welcome back. No.
You gotta go. And you know what? I really hate that like Green Lantern was dating Vixen after that, because I don't put a black woman in front of me and you making me want him to be with somebody else. Cause I was like, they should be together, him and Hot Girl. I was like, child, that's true love. And you can't say, oh, and when she kissed that Thanagarian man, oh, I think it was Katara. But the betrayal on everybody, it was like, girl, you down low ho.
I think it was Katara. I don't really remember now. Like you said, it was 20 years ago.
We watched it when it came out. We're old.
Yeah, there's really not much to say about the story. It's a single two-issue story. It has, like, the hybrid creatures of the Man-Bats and the, what are the other ones called? The Hawkmen.
Yeah, like, and the other Thanagarians, obviously.
They're disgusting.
Yeah, they're nasty. The Thanagarians were fine, but it's like, you know, like we said, their world they were destroyed, so. It's like,
but yeah. I loved all the references to the Thanagarian technology, because those bitches just be doing the weirdest things, honestly. Like, the names for everything that they have is so
they were like, is this school? A Thanagarian shock thruster, blah blah blah. It felt like you said when we were talking about it, it felt like I was reading a comic from like 1965.
Yeah, it was really given that. Jeff Parker, who wrote it, really did a good job on that.
And
they were made in the 60s, I believe, the characters Hawkman and Hawkgirl.
Should I go ahead and look that up? It felt like a throwback. Like I said, there will be no notes.
It was either the 40s or the 60s. I really can't remember. But it really did feel like a throwback to like the old characters, right?
Yeah, it really did.
And it was made in 2015. So it was good. The whole premise is they
1940.
Have 1940. Okay, I was right. Kind of. I was half right. The whole premise is they have some kind of technology where, I'm not going to really explain it, but they can see into the future and they know that basically they're going to die. Like, and they're still gonna fight for it. It's really good.
It's
really corny. Like
the Thanagarians, they really did eat with this, because they were like, we're gonna die. How they're like, you made us believe again, Captain. Like, it's not about how we die, or like, we're gonna die how we live fighting. And I was like, period.
Period. Thanagarian leader, not Katar, the other ones, they end up dying anyways. Like,
everybody dies. Battle.
Except Hawkman and Hawk Girl, those are the only ones. They fly off into the sunset.
Oh, I just assume they died too. Or they got pulled for the perfect universe or whatever. You know what? Also, speaking of Hawkman and Hawk Girl, I was so salty in Smallville. I think they appeared in the Absolute Justice episodes with the rest of the I know they had more episodes than the rest of the JSA, but like I was sick. Yeah. I was sick that it was just Carter and not Shiera. I was like,
they do this all the time. They did it in Stargirl.
That would have Stargirl.
For a reason. Yeah, they reference only Hawkman because he was a part of the JSA. But
oh yeah.
Hawkgirl becomes part of the JSA later, so why don't y'all give her her moment?
Listen, they said they were focused on the core group, that, you know, they even got, what's funny though is that if they show in Stargirl Pat's original JSA picture and they have Green Arrow and Speedy in there, which is so funny. What I think is funny that they didn't do in the Stargirl show, you know how Pat and like the original JSA, they're from like the 40s or the 50s and they got trapped in time and like Pat got flung into the past, ended up coming back, and his child superhero that he was the sidekick to was a grown man. And he was like, yo! And that's why Pat is like, he was born in like 1930 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. That's so, comic books are so gleefully weird. And I feel like we do them a disservice by trying to make everything realistic.
Sometimes and y'all could have kept that make sense. In.
It's like things don't have to make sense to be good. Like, have you ever seen a Star Wars movie? First of all, actually, I think those are all horrible movies, but I like them very much. But like from movie to movie, the plot in those original ones, it's just not there. The plot in the sequels, I mean, the prequels, people crap on them, but at least, you know, there's a progression. They make sense. They're just not good. In the sequels, it's like from movie to movie to movie, y'all don't know what y'all doing. And in the originals, from movie to movie to movie, y'all don't know what y'all doing. Like, things don't have to make sense to be good or, you know, to be enjoyable. Because like I said, I don't think they're very
sometimes it's just fun. It's just fun sometimes.
Exactly. Okay.
I get what you're saying.
But I'm saying on Smallville, you know, that could have been Shiera. She could have been like, oh, my husband Carter. Like, that could have, like, as much as the people who were behind Smallville were like, we want to have it no stripes, no capes, no flights, no tights. That was their mantra. Like, I was like, okay, so it would have been incredible and feminist if Shiera had been the one, if she had been the one to stay.
She should have been. But they even did it in, I didn't really watch Legends of Tomorrow too much, but I did watch it because it had Hawk Girl in it. And even that was like not what it was supposed to be. I think that one was Kendra, if I remember, but I don't remember, so don't quote me on that. But I think that one was Kendra, who had been coming back to life, like reincarnated from the Egyptian goddess and whatever, which I like that storyline, but I like Shiera better.
Yeah, that's what they
never give us what
too.
We want.
You know what? Speaking of things I want, this is so funny. I'm just on the Wikipedia for Smallville by accident, and it said Christopher Houghton of Metro wrote that Smallville was a story which did not need to be told. No one bothered to follow Bruce Wayne's tedious years spent manufacturing microchips before he became Batman. So why must we endure a decade of flannel shirt wearing Clark Kent bucking hay? That's so funny, just because like right after Smallville ended, then we got Gotham, and like there was Batman Year One, and like just all this stuff. It's so funny that immediately after Smallville ended, all of these other origin stories started coming out, like freaking Arrow and everything.
Well, to be fair, we really didn't need this Smallville, but I'm glad we got it.
Yes, we did.
It was great.
Smallville mothered. I don't care what anybody says. Whenever people give credit to like any other show for bringing in the wave of like superheroes to TV, nobody did it like Smallville. Smallville went on for 10 years for a reason. Like, Clark 8.
You know what I like that really doesn't make much sense about Smallville, but I like that each season or so he was just discovering a new power. I was like, it doesn't make much sense, but I'm with it. I love, that was my favorite thing.
It did make sense to me, just because it wouldn't be like, it's like, because Superman, even from Jump Street, he said he didn't start off with all them powers. Like he said, as he grew up, you know, he got more and more. So I get it when puberty kicks in, like you had already had a few little powers and then all of a sudden, ooh, that woman is very sexy. I have laser vision now. I'm starting fires. Like, child, he had freeze breath.
he can see through. That was another thing. Clark, he was trying so hard not to be a little perv, because when he got that x-ray vision, he turned around and was looking into the locker room by accident. And he was like, oh, Lord. And then he tried to look away, but then they all turned into skeletons.
Oh, it, you know, he was Kansas born and raised. He has the manners.
He even was trying. He was looking. Like, he looked and then he was like, no. And then he was like, what? Everybody's a skeleton. Ew.
I do miss Smallville. That was such a good era, especially when they like slowly brought in the Justice League, kind of.
Yeah, and R.I.P. Lee Thompson Young. Like, that's one of those people who I just feel like can never be replaced. Like, I was so sad to hear that he passed away. And Justin Hartley, baby, if you're out, no, I'm just kidding. He's married.
Listen, you know the number one cause of divorce is marriage. So shoot your shot, honey.
Absolutely not. You have fun in hell with that.
That was a terrible advice, wasn't that?
No, and Smallville was just such a good show. And the fact, honestly, speaking of Justin Hartley, the fact that Mercy Reef, his Aquaman pilot, never got picked up, that is my villain origin story. You know Ving Rhames was supposed to be his mentor?
No, I did not know that. Yes. I remember that they were going to do that and it never happened. But and then that's they as far produced as I know.
A whole pilot and they put it on iTunes, right? Like they were like, oh, it's free. So like when I tell you it went to number one on iTunes. So shouldn't that have been a clue to y'all? Produce it. Produce this shit.
Yeah, it should have been. At least they're making an Aqualad now. I mean, it's not Aquaman, but it still gives us what we want.
Jackson is Aquaman now. Yo, I forgot that they tried to kill Smallville so many times, because literally it went from being on Tuesday to Wednesday, like Tuesday seasons 1 and 2, which is a good day. Wednesday seasons 2 and 3 and 4, which is like an even better day. Thursday for seasons 5 through 8. And then they called themselves trying to cancel it. Like they moved it to Friday for seasons 9 and 10. Child, and that didn't even stop Smallville. Couldn't be stopped.
It couldn't be stopped. Why would it be? That was really something. You know, Smallville, it was like, well, it wasn't the first. I was about to say it was like the first big major superhero show, but it wasn't. But it really did do great, you know?
And what I really like that it, I really like that it spiritually was able to keep going with the Smallville season 11. And like so many of the things brought in from Smallville did change the DC Comics canon, which normally I hate that, but I thought it was sweet. Like it's the things that I could see that have been changed. They just remind me of that era. And like, this was like, speaking of the Smallville era, this show came on from like what, 2001 to 2010. Like that was most of our growing up. It was just a good era. Huh. Good era.
Apparently, sorry, this is like complete side note, but this episode was supposed to be about Hot Girl anyways. But apparently Hot Girl was in the Teen Titans Go to the Movies.
Yeah, I could have told you that.
It's an appearance. Yeah, I mean, you saw
like
it,
everybody in the Justice League is in there.
No one cares.
Lil Yachty is Green Lantern.
I only care about Shiera in this episode. It's the only one I care about. I don't Nicholas even like Carter
Cage
that much.
Is Superman. Because, you know, he was supposed to make that Superman movie like years and years ago. And they made a documentary about how the movie, it was like Tim Burton Superman or something. But they made a documentary about how this movie didn't get made or how it got canceled. And there's pictures of Nicolas Cage as Superman, which I thought was so funny. And also, I think the guy who plays like SpongeBob is in this movie.
The guy who plays
Halsey
SpongeBob?
Is in the movie. Yeah. Halsey.
I love Halsey.
Kristen Bell is in the movie.
What the hell was Halsey doing in this movie?
She was Wonder Woman.
No way.
Oh my god, Jimmy Kimmel was Batman.
This is Teen Titans Go to the Movie.
Patton Oswalt was Oswald. No, he was Adam. The Adam. Oh my god.
And Oswald is the Adam.
Was Flash.
What the hell?
I keep telling you, this is such a good movie. Okay, so I went on a date with a guy named Christian, and he was like, what do you want to do? And I was like, let's go to the movies, because I wanted to go see Teen Titans Go to the Movies so bad.
Right.
And I was like, I can't ask nobody else to go, you know, let's go see Teen. And he, like, I was a laughing. Like, it was us, old people, and little kids. You know, the usual demographic for a cartoon movie, like, during the day. And when I tell you, I was
That's hilarious. I just looked up the cast and it really just has like the strangest people that you would not think of.
Bruh. And you know why Lil Yachty is the Green Lantern in this movie?
It's because he wrote the music, right?
Yeah.
I did know that. Stan Lee was in it. What the hell was Stan Lee?
He was being Stan Lee and it was so funny. No. And then the rap is so funny that I like have parts of it memorized because like I've seen this movie a bunch of times. Oh, have I rapped it to you before?
Yeah, you rap it to everybody given every opportunity.
Oh, the star, the fire, the live, the wire, the alien princess with her alien attire, the energy blast, the supersonic speed. Is she down with the tights? Oh, the yes, indeed. Booyah, booyah.
Yes, I know. I know.
And it's here to drop it on you even harder.
I'm just joking. One day I might actually watch that, but today's not that day.
Watch it with me. Beast Boy can turn straight up into an animal. Okay, let me stop.
I don't know if I want to watch it with you because I don't know if you know how to act during
this. I don't. You already know this.
Exactly. I don't know.
You are my best friend. If I'm in it, you in it with me.
One day. I'll put it down on like the maybe list. But I was like, cast list is fucking hilarious. Like, what are these people doing here?
Like, I don't know.
None of this cast list makes any sense for what it is.
And you already know. Here's the thing. The fact that you're hating, but like, you already know these Teen Titans Go movies are funny. You saw Teen Titans Go versus Teen Titans. You know how funny that shit was?
Bro, I'm still not over Halsey being Wonder Woman. That blows my mind. Bro. What is she doing?
I've been wondering. Oh my God. Benedict Cumberbatch was... And Dove Cameron. This is such a weird cast. I'm looking at one of their other movies now. Sorry. These people are wild. Whoever conceives these movies and these ideas, they're wild.
Bro, she's been in so many movies. Halsey has.
Like what?
Well, these are all music videos. But she was in Scooby-Doo, Guess Who.
You mean Scooby-Doo and Guess Who?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of like their thing. They get famous people. Like, that's what the Guess Who is.
And then she was in A Star Is Born, but I already knew that. She was an American Dad.
Who was she an American Dad? Why was she an American Dad? Do you look like the producer of American Dad? Why am I asking you?
I guess that's all she's really been in. But
oh my God.
Halsey's three things that weird. I didn't see coming. Good for her.
She has a song called I Am Not a Woman, I'm a God.
Sorry, their pronouns are them. Our bad.
Are they them? Oh, I didn't know that. Sorry, yeah. Halsey.
Me too, I forgot. Sorry.
That sounded disingenuous, but I am genuinely sorry.
Anyways, so now that we've talked about Halsey, I don't know. Okay, so I'm going to bring it back to this story just because I really like that we had like reconverged on this convergence. I really like that it was like Carter or Katar and Shire just being in love the whole time. And it was so corny in the 60s. Like, how they got out of it was she conveniently still had a weapon strapped to her back and they were like, they forgot to take this weapon. Like, that's the big crux of it all. It's like, it's so 60s. And it was good.
I don't know. I just think stuff like that is corny. So I was like, haha.
Corny. It's corny. Really corny. But it's cute. It's fun. It's two issues. Like, I wasn't expecting a huge groundbreaking story. You know what I mean?
Exactly. It just was what it was. I think that's really all I have to say about that. We talked about those two issues for like 2 minutes and then we went off the rails.
And then we were like, Halsey, Justice League.
Nicolas Cage.
Something else. Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what we talked about.
He was playing long hair Superman too. Like, he had a wig on. And from what I remember, I think the lace was late, but I'm not 100% sure.
I vaguely remember seeing the photos of it and everybody was like, this is a meme. And I was like, no, this is real. Like,
oh yeah, the death of Superman lives. What happened?
I don't know. I just want more Shire Hall.
I don't know. This lace is kind of, it is kind of eating. I don't know. It's giving the Witcher wig. Not quite, because, you know, I told you Gerald wig be laid on The Witcher, but it is giving.
Yeah, I just want more Shire Hall, though, in more media. Give her her own story, please. I've been begging for this for years.
First of all, has she made the transition from being hot girl to hot woman? Because I don't think there's any reason somebody in their 40s should be getting called girl. It's not right. We don't have to do this.
I think she became hot woman when she was in the JSA. I'm pretty sure about that. She was hot woman in this story. I've always referred to her as hot girl. But
yep, hawk woman.
She is a woman. And I like that she was a curator of like the Gotham Museum. She's like, they've been trapped in this bubble for a year and she was still going to the museum and she's like,
oh, you still going to work?
Yeah, you could not ever catch me going to work. Oh, at least she quit.
She quit because it was the end of the world. But like, she kept doing that to give people hope. But here's the thing, I would never do that. Also, there's a two-issue Elseworld called JLA Created Equal. Where this is gonna be so stupid, but Shire appears in JLA Created Equal, not now calling herself Hawk after her husband died in the fall. Okay, do you see the problem with that?
What do you mean? No,
there's another Hawk, like Hawk and Dove.
Oh my God, I forgot all about them. They're in the Justice League.
I'll never forget about Cloak and Dagger. Anyway,
period.
Period.
Yeah.
Hashtag Tyrone and Tandy deserve better.
Yeah, I'm going to say it again. Give Shiera more in the media. Give her own story. I don't want Kendra. I like Kendra, but I want Shiera.
She's cool. She's, you know, she's fine. It gives something, but it doesn't give exactly what it could have gave. That's the same thing I said when they popped out with the new Superboy. So, like, please know, at my core, I'm a hater.
We're haters. This is what I've been wanting for years. Just give it to me. Then I'll stop hating for a little bit.
It's just like me. Notice that after the Aquaman movie came out, I was a much more settled, happy person because I have had rage burning in me since I was like 7 years old.
And now you're getting the Aqualad show. Like, you were getting what you want is my
And urge. They had an Aquaman cartoon movie series from HBO Max. Like, and the Aquaman sequel, Aquaman the Lost Kingdom, whatever, is coming out. And they got the Aquaman that's ongoing, got the Aquaman, mm-hmm. like, YA. I saw Aquaman in, Jackson is Aquaman in Future State. And Calderon, my man, he's shining on Young Justice. He's shining.
He is. I love Cal.
Calderon. And he's so handsome. Like, that's honestly why I started watching Young Justice.
That doesn't even surprise me.
That sounds so silly, but it's like, I saw the commercial and I saw how ugly Superboy looked and I was like, ew, I'm not watching that. But then I saw Aqualad and I said, you know what, Love by Keisha Cole? That was playing in my head. And I said, well, and then I found out that Robin was freaking Jesse McCartney. So I was like, wow.
Yep. So, if you have any more thoughts.
Yes. That's all for this week's episode of True Believers.
So thank you for all your support and we will see you next week.
We are available on all major streaming platforms. And if you really like the show, please leave us a review and continue sharing with your friends. We really appreciate it. And as always, if you want to leave a suggestion on what we read or watch, you can find and DM us on social media. You can email us, leave us a voicemail at 650-761-2629, or join our Discord. We actually are trying to be better about checking it. And I know a couple of people have reached out to us asking if there was any monetary way they could support the show. And while that would be nice, thank you. We're not really looking, you know, this is kind of a labor of love for us. So, yeah.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, we have a Ko-fi. If you go to ko-fi.com/truebelieverspod, if you want to buy us a coffee on there, that would be really nice. Thank you. But like I said, nobody should feel any pressure to do that.
No pressure, but yes, a little pressure, but no pressure.
It's like no pressure, but like we do have a Ko-fi though. You know, like if you want $1,000 make us hollow, honey boo boo. And you know, we do take suggestions, but you know, if they come with a little squirrel attached, we might take that suggestion a little more. Just saying. We
might push it up the list. That's all I'm gonna say.
You know, it might come the next episode. Oh, look what that money maker bitch do.
Exactly.
All right, bye for real, you guys. Bye.
Goodbye.